Well over 100 people turned out in Portland to denounce Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump as a liar and a bigot. They're responding to his anti-refugee comments at his rally in Portland yesterday. Fred Bever has our story.
During a speech at Portland's Merrill Auditorium, Trump said immigrants to Maine and elsewhere posed a threat to Americans.
We admit hundreds of thousands, you admit, into Maine and to other places in the United States. Hundreds of thousands of refugees, and they're coming from among the most dangerous territories and countries anywhere in the world, right? A practice which has to stop.
He said refugees could be a Trojan horse, a seemingly innocent wave of immigrants who, he hinted, are secretly preparing terrorism attacks. Trump also suggested that refugees to the U.S. are straining public resources and bringing crime here. On Friday afternoon, the steps of Portland City Hall filled with people eager to counter Trump's message.
Accusations that Muslims and Somalis in general are a threat to this community or burden to our economy are baseless.
Deka Dalak is a South Portland resident and board member of the Somali Community Center of Maine. She was one of several speakers who also called out Trump's top political supporter in the state, Governor Paula Page.
It's very unfortunate that the governor of Maine, who is the highest authority in our state, is stood by where his guest and political ally made such unfounded accusation against the constituency he is supposed to represent.
And Abdullahi Ahmad, assistant principal of Portland's Deering High School, asserted that like generations of immigrants to the U.S., Somalis and other recent refugees came here to embrace democratic ideals.
So we are saying to Donald Trump, coming from a troubled nation or from a troubled place doesn't mean that we are criminals. We are not. And at this time, we are part of the community. We are, as Sister Dega said, we are professionals. We are part of this community. So we will stay here. And you know, in November, we will vote.
Speakers, including Mayor Ethan Strimling, were surrounded by a diverse crowd of Mainers from all over the globe. Iraqi refugee and Portland resident Ali Al-Mashakil was joined by his wife and children at the event.
I want them to see, because this is their future. I want them here to have their say. I want them to see and also to stand against what happened yesterday.
Requests for comment from LePage did not get an immediate response, but one prominent Republican, Augusta Senator Roger Katz, wrote an op-ed in the Portland Press-Herald in which he said Trump was, quote, not fit to be president. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.